Be joyful in God, all you lands. Sing the glory of his name. Sing the glory of his praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. These words open our psalm today. The psalm from the alternate track of the lectionary is similarly joyful. Hallelujah. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright, in the congregation, great are the deeds of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in him. We have great reason to be joyful, to give thanks, praising God with a loud voice. The final verse from this morning's gospel is indeed good news. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. As I hear this, I hear echoes of Fred's sermon last week, Keep the Faith. If you weren't here last week, I suggest you go onto the St. James website and listen to it. Actually, Keep the Faith could be the theme for all of today's readings. Jeremiah exhorts the exiles in Babylon to not just endure, but to prosper. He is exhorting them to continue living as the people of God, to keep the faith. Paul's letter to Timothy is a similar encouragement to keep the faith. Today's gospel represents a departure from the past few weeks, where we heard Jesus teaching. Today, we hear of Jesus healing the 10 lepers, of Jesus acting, Jesus doing. And yet, as was pointed out last week, he shifts the focus of the healing, of his actions, from being about himself to being about the recipients. Your faith has made you well. In today's gospel, Jesus says five lines. Three are questions. Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was not one of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? The first and third questions are easy to answer. Yes, 10 were made clean, and no, none returned except the Samaritan. But the second question is a bit more difficult. But the other 9, where are they? We don't get the answer in the text. I guess it's up to us to answer the question. The Samaritan would not have found it necessary to present himself to the priests, to receive a ritual cleansing, to validate the healing he had received. So it makes sense that he would instead turn back and return to Jesus. I have always assumed the others continued on to show themselves to the priests, as they were told to. But how would that end up going? As a group, the priests in the temple, in contrast to our Episcopal priests, are not portrayed as a particularly pastoral caring group. And they certainly don't want to hear of the wonderful cures that Jesus is performing. Something tells me the 9 were not welcomed with a nice robe and a satisfying meal. What happens to them? Where are they? It seems likely that they simply went on their way, their faith having healed them. Perhaps some of them, being healed, cleansed, and allowed back into society, would finally be able to go up to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. Perhaps they were among the crowds shouting, Hosanna, as Jesus entered the city on a donkey. We just don't know the answer to, where are they? If you or I were one of the 9, how would our story go? Of the 5 lines Jesus speaks today, the remaining 2 are commands, and the verb is the same. Go. When the lepers cry out to Jesus, he simply tells them, go and show yourselves to the priests. probably not what they had in mind. It actually seems a bit dismissive. But they go. They have trust that Jesus has everything under control. If he says go, we go. And lastly, Jesus says, go on your way. Your faith has made you well. I hear this not just as a statement to the healed Samaritan, but as an explanation of what had happened to all of those who were healed. And that includes us. Our faith has made us well. I happen to like the King James translation, which says, your faith has made you whole. Well implies a healing of a specific illness or injury. Whole implies not only a healing, but a return to completeness and a restoration of our relationship with God. It comes back to faith. Marcus Borg, in his discussion on faith in his book Speaking Christian, points out that the root of our word faith is not belief, but actually trust. In our modern world, there are many things we trust, each depending on the situation. We trust that our food is safe to eat. We trust the daycare providers and teachers of our children. We trust that the electrician has installed our wiring properly and our house or apartment will not catch fire because of faulty wiring. In times of illness, we trust that the doctors and healthcare providers will be able to heal us. But above all, in everything, we trust in God. We have faith. And for that faith, the faith that makes us whole in the best of times and in the worst of times. For that faith, we come here on Sunday to thank God. And like the healed Samaritan, we will be told to get up and go on our way. We will be dismissed to go in peace, to love and serve the Lord. In going on our way, let us not only keep the faith, let us share the faith. Let us profess the faith. Let us at all times and in all places be joyful in God, sing the glory of his name, sing the glory of his praise, and say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Amen.